This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Payday Friday, long weekend coming.
Tyshawn Jackson, fifth domino tournament. My boy Ty Jackson. And they really want to know the family, Steiny. I'm putting it out here early. Are you going to show? Sunday at 3.
Game time decision.
I don't care if you come. They all like you. So I'd look good if I could deliver you. You know how it works.
Yeah, I do. I know how it works. Hey,
what you got?
Let me tell you, we started the day. There is some BS going on around here, and I'm, Goo, you're in the right.
Oh, you should come in hot today.
I cannot believe, Goober's going to just tell you what happened sometime in the last 2 days, and I can't believe it.
Okay.
I cannot believe it.
So the end of a show, the show 2 days ago, the box delivered a box that Jack would be envy of. It was that big, right? And it was from a P1. I found out it's our guy Larry Seiler. So shout out Larry. And in this box, he gave me a bunch of gifts, Steiny.
Yeah.
Roberto Clemente photos, plaques like with Hank Aaron and Willie Mays and things of that nature, food. And then he gave me a pack of Red Bulls, four, and I didn't touch them. And you know what I did? I thought about it my life. I put them in our company refrigerator and said they'll be waiting on me cold, like a six-pack. And I come in today on Payday Friday to crack one open, and they're gone.
I cannot believe that.
In fact, who has the cojones to steal at work?
I don't know.
Steiny, they're gone.
I know they are, because when you told me they were gone,
I said,
let me check.
I felt like you were my big brother trying to double back.
And they weren't in there.
Who has the guts and gall to do it at work?
I think we got to figure it out, because I think you opened the gifts on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you put them in the fridge Wednesday at 2:30.
I didn't check yesterday, because I forgot they were in there. And that made it better today. Opened it up, pasta, and it's gone. Like, who?
I got some ideas.
Oh, suspect?
I'm calling it right now.
I wish we had cameras.
Somebody from KCBS. They got people in here all night.
How about this? Because you see it in the streets when guys get their jewels taken. Just return them. No questions asked. Just put them back.
Yeah, it's like a gun program. Just bring the guns back and there'll be no charges.
Oh, boy. Oh, anyway, man. I got my water. What's up, Steiny? Shout out, Larry. Yeah.
Shout out, Larry.
Larry Seiler, he sent the package.
Dude, I don't.
No, I told him. I asked him, could I give his government name? He said it was cool.
Because he always signs it Loyal P1.
Yeah, yeah.
How'd you find out his name?
He hit me with a message on the book. We follow each other. I didn't know. Big pirate.
Hey, speaking of messages. Get your boy off my thread.
Oh, yeah. Do we want to do this?
Well, you can just.
You got a little thing going with your Facebook post.
We don't have to get into specifics.
And it's politics. Yeah, and you fire off some stuff. I like it. And sometimes I don't. And I go, oh my gosh, what's going on Stoddy's thread? And bam, a guy I went to school with from the Yoon, Everett McGee, jumped in and got jumped from you and your friends. I got to text him like, hey, it was entertaining though. Pretty good.
Yeah, I drop
Shout
and run.
Shout out Everett.
I drop and run.
Yeah. He does it.
Well, listen.
What we got?
Yesterday.
Oh.
What?
Go ahead. It's just, I'm tired.
Willard and Dibbs had a Steve Kerr on.
Oh, it was great.
And I guess they talked a little bit about Jonathan Kuminga. Give
a little
up
bit?
Already.
Yeah, a little bit.
So at the Guru's heard the interview. I haven't heard it yet.
It was great.
I purposely didn't listen to it yesterday because I want to listen to it today in real time. And we'll do that at 10:15.
They covered everything.
When we get back from break.
And on top of Kerr being open with TK. So we got a lot of Steve Kerr this week, Stani.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. And tell you what.
They did a good job.
Just real quick, what was your take? What's your takeaway on all this stuff?
Honestly,
yeah, of course.
I think, and the boss, we kind of talked about it in the green room. Stani, sometimes in life, and I don't got to tell you because I got no divorces on my list. You know, I haven't been divorced, but I've been through breakups when I was single. And sometimes you just need to part ways, and it's the best for both parties.
Right.
And what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing, I think I'm a Warrior fan, die hard. And Jonathan Kuminga has all the talent in the world. But Stani, I think it's best for both parties if he were to go, you know, resume his career somewhere else. I mean, I'm so mixed with emotions on what was Lakeup doing, if anything. What were the signs of last Friday at the Valkyrie game right after the season ended with Jonathan Kuminga? And then Steve Kerr telling his truth. And he said to Willard and Dibbs, I know we're going to play it, Stani, you know, him and Kuminga are good. But I keep hearing the three-letter word that I'm trying to go to the gym for, and I'm not there yet.
Oh, I know.
What?
Fit.
Yes. Yes, Stani, and it just seems like this is right now. It can't give Jonathan Kuminga what he's yearning for. And sometimes in life, there's nobody to blame or be mad at.
Oh, we got to blame somebody.
That's you, and you try to put it on me.
Well, you'd been blaming Kerr all for 3 years, and then eventually you've come around.
I said Kuminga wasn't in the lab.
Hey.
I said he needed to get with Phil Handy. Come on now, I called Kuminga.
Trying to get better.
Well, Kerr did say, I won't ruin the interview for you, but he did say the last couple of summers, Kuminga had been at the facility. That just fell out of nowhere. I'm like, whoa. Like, what are we doing, Stani?
Yeah, I don't know, but we're going to play that on the other side. I'm actually looking forward to hearing it. Your boy's going to take notes, and then we'll come back.
What were you doing not to hear it yesterday? Not watching your team? They're about to get swept.
You want to bet? Mouth?
No.
Okay.
Well,
don't say something.
Well,
you don't believe it.
We got to bet tonight.
Half the show is you saying stuff you don't even believe.
No, half the show is you saying stuff and then bowing down to Willard when he comes in, and you're like, oh, I didn't say it. Who said it? That's half the show.
Stop. You know what?
It's starting to bother me.
You know what's starting to bother
me? Willard, I love you.
The
Dibs,
Willard
I love
slander.
You.
That's what's bothering me.
There's no slander. He is who he is, and I love him for it.
He's a good man.
Yeah, but
he's a good man.
He does something to you.
Yeah, I like him.
But you're scared of him.
I endeavor to be the kind of man he is.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not afraid to admit it.
Let's hope your mom's not listening.
He's a good man. Why would my mom be listening?
She loves us.
She's out protesting.
Well, hey, you heard me yesterday.
Hey, Memorial Day weekend. Let me guess.
We barbecue.
Yeah, but so the big event this weekend is a dominoes tournament?
Yeah, with music, friends. Come on.
Okay.
Nice house. I don't want to give his address.
In
San Leandro,
I'll be the judge of that.
From Alley Girl.
I'll be the judge of that.
Anyway, don't be a house snob. If it was an apartment, as long as we have good times.
It's an apartment?
No, if it were. I used to throw parties in mine. Those days, my apartment's not, yeah.
Those days are over. Apartment days. So, Goo, you think it's time for Kuminga to leave?
Is that absurd to you, or could you kind of understand it?
No, I understand it, but the Warriors, I mean, the only way it's a win-win is if the Warriors send him somewhere, get something back that they like better than Kuminga.
And who we fooling? That's how they get down. They got Durant to do them a favor. You know what I mean? Like, of course that's the only way it's going to happen, especially when they got his rights. They got the Janet Jackson on Kuminga. They're in control.
Hey, by the way, tell me about my guy Jimmy Butler playing tennis.
Yeah, Monte's here.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, he's feeling good.
Good. Yeah. So I guess he was healthy. So now you can really come down.
Now, I already see what you're doing.
What?
Jimmy Liff, off season, baby.
All right.
Yep.
All right, on the other side, got to play this interview with Steve Kerr. It's about 7 minutes. And apparently it's all on the Jonathan Kuminga situation.
Right.
The idea, Jonathan Kuminga.
That's great.
All right.
Great interview, Willard. Indeed.
That segment was brought to you by, we're going to get moving today. That segment was brought to you by Lucky California.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.